Third yep. segment of the 10 o'clock hour.
Are you going to sing the intro?
We have our weekly to-do. We've talked about our home maintenance calendar, and a number of people have asked for it. You just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, the address you'd like us to send it to. This homeowner in particular, Dan, has said, can you send me 2021 as well? I don't know if we have any left, and you can't have mine. I need it.
In fact, I can confirm we have very few. But we have one we can send him.
All right, so we'll get him his 2021 and 2022 when they go out next month. We are covering our weekly to-do. I mentioned earlier, it doesn't always line up. We have flood insurance. Rosie covered that earlier. But we also have another one today just because it worked out with our time for Done Right. And this one is one of Rosie's favorite topics, windows, and we're actually going to talk vinyl windows because for years we've always told people don't invest in vinyl windows.
We're going to talk
aluminum.
We're going to talk
frame.
About all windows in general and where each type of window should fall in your shopping criteria. And I was talking a bit earlier about how intimidated I was by walking Thomas Jefferson's house. You know, not only did his home include the first dome in North America, but his home has skylights.
What year is that house?
Big skylights. He finished it in, I think it finished in either 1789 or 1809. 1789, I believe. Big skylights. Lighting huge amounts of area. It's absolutely gorgeous. And he invented a pair of French doors. That when you open one, swinging, not sliding, when you open one, the other one opened with it automatically, called Thomas's magic doors. And when you closed it, you only had to grab one leaf, and it was a bicycle chain underneath the floor, hooking the two of them together. Again, but we're not
getting ideas.
We can't offer that, by the way.
You can't offer that. So we're here with Sal Sicato of Done Right Doors and Windows, and we did want to talk about window selection in general. And I always tell people, you know, when I first started, when I first did this first show, and I'm walking out the door to the studio, Jennifer taps me on the shoulder and she says, now, Rosie, if you don't know, it's okay to say I don't know. Now, I don't know why she felt like she had to tell me that. But
it's a good wife.
It's been excellent advice. And my education, I think I've been in a chair of education that not very many people have the luxury of having, because there's never any broadcast I do where I'm not flooded with additional information that following week. So, oh, Rosie, you didn't mention this. Oh, you forgot this. Oh, they don't do it that way anymore, Rosie. And so it's an ongoing education. One of the books I read very early in my married life was a little book called The Education of Little Tree about a Cherokee Indian kid who was raised by his grandfather and a medicine man and then was mandated to go into public education system and all the things he had to unlearn. And I always think of the education of Rosie as the education of Little Tree. And so my opinion of certain things has changed over the years, primarily because technology catches up with the shortcomings of what we did before. So, Sal, I often ask and encourage people, don't fall for what you're hearing advertised the most. Oh, I think he was getting ready to do soapbox there. In the window industry, how do you... I want to replace every window in my house.
Okay.
Start that conversation. How do I decide what to use?
It depends on quite a few things. Your house, your neighborhood, the HOA, the color of window frame that you need, and the overall size and shape with the operation. So all of that in combined will tell you what your options are. every window manufacturing company and material has limitations. They all are good in certain areas and definitely not in others. So it's very, very tailor-made to what is going to be best for each and individual customer, which hence the reason why we carry many different products and brands. But one product will definitely not be the same for the neighboring house or, you know, his friend when he refers us.
I think that's critical for people to know. There isn't one that fits every application.
Absolutely. You know, if you have a huge multi-sliding door, aluminum is one of your best options because it's the strongest product. If you're looking for your ease of operation, the smoothest operating product, vinyl is actually going to be your smoothest operating product. But we definitely don't want to give you a huge multi-slide vinyl door because you are set up for failure. So it's really geared towards absolutely all of what I have mentioned earlier.
Now, vinyl is one of the products. I have historically encouraged people not to go that way.
We are all aware.
Yeah, I know. And but that's one of the places technology has kind of caught up. I mean, the early generation of vinyl definitely had its pitfalls.
Absolutely. Yes, that was early 2000s, 20-something years ago, the vinyl windows had all fallen apart.
Our home's a 2000.
Yeah.
And the west and south-facing windows, the pane of glass literally fell out. You're just sitting around, you hear this glass shattering, like, what was that? The whole window pane just fell.
That's not the first time I've seen that. I've seen an entire apartment complex with older vinyl windows. They were all just falling out. But we actually...
Oh, that's a window distributor's dream right there.
Cha-ching!
We did replace them all with a vinyl product. But, you know, actually, I know how much you have always thought of the older vinyls. I would like to do something. You and me, we can do a test sample of a fiberglass product up against a aluminum clad product up against a good vinyl
Let's
product.
Do it.
I really want to do that because
Can I volunteer my house?
Sure. But you're going to have to change the openings to whatever size windows we get. We're not custom sizing it all.
There you go. But vinyl has come a long way.
I stand behind anything I do. I wouldn't sell any of our customers anything I wouldn't put in my own house, my mother's house, your house. Vinyl windows are a viable option if you are a good candidate for it. We're not the company that just has one vinyl product and one product in general. We're going to come out and push, you know, the biggest windows possible for a vinyl product. It's just not a good fit. Different style installations are needed for different type of materials. So all of that knowledge put together will tell you which product's going to be best for you, your house, and your budget.
Now, Sal, you're always really good about correcting me when I need it. So don't hesitate to do so. But vinyl windows I would think budget is a big reason a homeowner is going to consider vinyl.
Yes. So aluminum product used to be less expensive. Now they are more expensive than your vinyl. So your less expensive material is your vinyl product. Absolutely.
So if you're being budget driven into new windows, vinyl needs to be considered.
As long as you're not looking for specific colors on the interior, because a vinyl can only be an exterior color option. They are still working on cladding them, but as of right now, it really is going to start with your color requirements, and then from there, it'll tell you which material options you have.
What else should a homeowner know about shopping vinyl windows?
Well,
to be aware of? What do you need to be aware of?
The vinyl itself, if you go with a inexpensive, budget-friendly product, you are going to end up with a inexpensive, budget-friendly product. The lifespan of that, I really don't even want to guess on the air. It's just going to be a very, very low lifespan compared to your higher-end vinyl products. They have more additives, more UV protectants, more... titanium dioxide, all of these things are going to make your vinyl more UV protectant.
And you cover the full spectrum of window products.
We don't offer anything that's going to be a builder grade item because we do offer a full lifetime warranty on our installs. And if our product can't support our warranty, we're coming out to your house weekly. We don't want to come over. I mean, dinner would be nice, but we don't want to be to your house weekly. So the product that we offer is going to support our lifetime warranty for installation.
Did I catch something out of the corner of my eye that Dunright might just be a finalist in the Torch Awards this year?
Absolutely. Yes, we are the top four finalists for the Better Business Bureau Ethics Award.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're thrilled about that.
And you're celebrating how many years in business?
Oh, geez.
It's your company.
I don't know. I'm doing the math here. What is it, 18 years?
You founded it,
It's up there. It's up there.
Just say this many. It's radio. Nobody will notice.
Don't ask me how.
Oh, man. Well, there's been a few awards won by your company in that amount of time. This is just one more that'll go on the wall and be a testimony to the accolades of the level of service you do. You actually took us at one of your clients' home couple months ago where you had actually kind of, I was talking about Thomas Jefferson's creativity. You actually kind of combined a residential with a commercial window and did that really cool window application above that woman's kitchen sink.
Absolutely.
That was a cool window.
Was that a window or a door that you used?
It was a door. But what we do all the time is think outside of the box as far as material, installation, what kind of products, what kind of designs. We are constantly trying to see what is better, what is best for the customer, and seeing if there's always something that is better. And that is one design that I actually worked out and had designed and built. And that's a very cool product.
Yes, it was. That was very cool.
They get big.
All right, Sal, and I understand you've brought an offer for our Arizona listeners for Rosie on the House.
Yes. So for any caller that sets an appointment before the end of August, they will receive $50 off per window and $100 off per door.
How would they contact you and how would they know to take advantage of that?
You can either call at 602-456-2227 or our website at www.azwindowreplacement.com.
It's Dunright Windows and Doors, Rosie certified, carries a full line of doors and windows. Sal's very creative and can meet you, assess the needs of you in your house, educate you as to what your expectations should be. Because I don't think people even know what to expect out of a new window package.
When I go out in the field, I talk to people that have already had window bids and I'll talk about installation and they go, oh no, I didn't want that. Oh, well, that's what your other two quotes are for. Exactly. That good thing we've talked, because tell me what you want as an end result. I'll tell you what we need to do to get you there.
There you go. Sal, and again, if the Arizona homeowners in Maricopa County would like to get a hold of you, how would they do it?
Again, 602-456-2227 or www.azwindowreplacement.com.
That's Dunright Window and Door.